Welcome back to Tip TV. I've got a Christmas special lined up for you at great expense. We've flown Dave Harris in all the way from the New Forest. He is an entrepreneur, author, journalist, broadcaster, and just general all-round good bloke. David, happy Christmas to you and your family.
And to you, Nick.
Right, you're a wise old sage. Let's have a quick wrap of 2016. What were the key components for you?
It's going to bore everybody, I guess, but of course it's the vote to leave the European Union. It's Donald Trump being elected. But I think what perhaps gets neglected in amongst all of that, because that's very focused on what affects our economy day in, day out, there are the troubles in Syria, the troubles in Yemen, the troubles in Libya, the bombing just recently in Berlin. Despite the human cost to those people involved, there is an economic cost to all of us. And I think sometimes the costs of that get overlooked in the economic forecasts that we're looking at. Brexit. I hate that word, but there we are. We have it, don't we? I mean, I guess it was a surprise to most people, but we have it now. There's been some criticism of the government that they haven't put their plans forward. Personally, why should they put their plans forward, would be my view. I think they have a timetable. If they miss that timetable, so they don't come out with plans, let's say, by March, then they could really be in for some serious criticism. Donald Trump, my first call on that always was, how did a nation the size of America, the biggest democracy in the world, end up with a choice between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton? No American friend of mine's been able to tell me how that happened. But that's what they got. And then the surprise of surprises, I guess, in that Trump succeeded. And whether he's going to be as radical when he actually gets into power as he was in the lead-up and when he's electioneering, I doubt it. I think there'll be a lot of pressure coming on top of him, and he'll have to row back somewhat.
Let's see. 2017, what's your crystal ball telling you?
Well, I do think that we can have a successful Brexit. It obviously isn't going to be easy, but even if we have a successful Brexit, it's still not going to please everybody.
Yep.
Because the components of a successful Brexit will not meet what the hardliners want, as in, you know, let's get straight away from the EU, we'll tell them how we'll trade with them in the future, and we'll just party off down the road and deal with America and Australia and New Zealand and China and others. Yes, we want to do all of that, but Europe is a hugely important export and import market and trading partner of the UK, and we're going to have to find a way through. They need us as well, so we're going to have to find a way through. But although I think it will be a successful Brexit ultimately, it won't be without its traumas, and it certainly won't please everybody on the way. We talked about Trump. Well, as I say, my belief is that he'll have to soften somewhat, but economically, if he's going to do as he says, as in he's going to allow companies to repatriate their cash, he's going to slash corporate and personal taxes, he's going to spend a great deal on infrastructure, I mean, that's going to have an immense effect domestically, and a very good effect domestically. It will increase interest rates, I guess. It will increase inflation within the United States. That will suck in international cash, because people will see it. But whereas that will be very good domestically for the United States, I think it could cause troubles for other parts of the world. If he were to stick tariffs on trade, say, with China, which he's spoken about.
Yep.
I mean, you're already seeing an effect out in the Far East and emerging markets because of his rhetoric. If he were to actually go and do it, then I think the tremors will be felt throughout the rest of the Western economies. America is big enough to withstand all of that. Whether some of the slightly more fragile economies of the EU and even ourselves will be able to withstand that so easily, I somewhat doubt.
Stock markets 2017, what are your themes? What are your thoughts in terms of sectors, stocks?
Well, I think we've seen since the vote to leave the EU, we've seen miners, oils, banks, some industrials doing very well. You've seen obviously a reduction in the value of sterling against the dollar. All of that, most of the FTSE top stocks are dollar earners. I can see that continuing. Right. I think you've got to look at the bigger picture at the moment. So these growth stocks rather than the value stocks. If you ask me to look to the 3 years, however, I'm a great fan of the technology sectors and the healthcare sector, I think will come good. But in the shorter term, I can't see past these major growth stocks. Within the UK economy, I think there are headwinds. You're starting to see inflation tick up. We know that there's raw material price increases coming through. That's not going to help. I'm not predicting that you're going to see 5, 6, 7% inflation or anything like that, but it will tick up. I think there's pressure on wages, which there hasn't been for some time. You're seeing, I mean, you and I have struggled to get here today because, again, southern trains are not performing as they should. Add British Airways into that, add the post office into that. I can see some pay deals being done which the government won't enjoy. If you've got inflation, if you've got wage increases, will the consumer... It's very much been consumer-led, our domestic growth, since the EU vote. I think we're going to need more within the economy than simple consumer spending in order to move forward in 2017. And I'm not absolutely sure I know where that's coming from.
Yeah. Finally, I know that you're a man of many quotes. Give us a thought-provoking Christmas quote.
Well, look, I'm stealing this one, and I apologise for picking up a piece of paper. I'm stealing this one from Peter Ustinov. Now, what he actually said was, the art of journalism is to invent a story and then lower the truth slowly towards it.
Wonderful.
But because of where we are, Tip TV, economics, stock market, etc., and my views on most economists, the art of economics is to invent a set of figures and then lower the truth slowly towards that forecast.
Dave Harris, happy Christmas to you and your family.
Thank you so much, Nick.
Taking time out for Tip TV. We don't see you enough. Come and visit us again in the new year.
Yeah, we'll do.
Let's take a very quick break and then we'll be straight back. Thank you.